Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Are you happy? I mean, are you truly happy based on your relationship with God and your view of the Scriptures today? So many people in this life, I believe, are happy or would be happy if. They would be happy if something in their life would change. For example, someone might say, I'd be happy if I could lose 10 pounds before the first of the year. Or someone might say, well, I'd be happy if I could find a new job or if I could sell my home. Some people would be happy if they could change certain circumstances in their life. My friends, happiness, as we study from the Scripture, is not something that's beyond our control. I believe true happiness is found as we live within the circumstances which God has set us, as we live a content life. Happiness is not something that is given to you. No matter what anybody gives you in this life, the biggest present, the most beautiful gift, happiness is not something given to you. Happiness is something you decide in this life. Happiness is what you decide to be as you live this life. Let me illustrate for you. There was a king in Africa who had a friend. And this friend, he always had the habit of making the statement, no matter what happened, his statement was, this is good. Whether somebody died, this is good. Someone lost their job, this is good. Someone got sick, this was good. No matter what happened, that's always what he said. This is good. And so the king and Mr. This is Good decided to go hunting one day. The friend was loading the guns, and he handed the gun to the king. The king pulled the trigger. The gun had been loaded improperly, and it blew the king's thumb off. As you can imagine, the friend and the king looked down, his bloody mauled thumb, and what does the friend say? This is good. The king, as you can imagine, is amazed that he said that. This is good. He said, how can this be good? I've just blown my thumb off because you loaded the gun improperly. And so he was going to teach him a lesson. The king sent that man, his ex-friend, to jail to help him see this is not good. While this man's in jail, the king ends up going hunting in a region of Africa, which he should not have been in. He knew that. And he was caught by cannibals. They tie him up, put wood under him. You can see the scene. He's staked down, and they're about to light the fire, and they notice he's got a missing thumb. According to their superstition, they would not eat anything that wasn't whole. And so they let the man go. And he began to think about how that his friend said, this is good, and he felt sorry for putting him in prison. And he decided he would go to his friend, and he apologized, and he said he was sorry about doing that, recounted the story to him, and you'll never guess what the man said. This is good. And the king looked at him and said, how is it good that I placed you, my friend, in prison for a year? He said, if not, I'd have been with you. It was a good scenario. But friends, I want you to think about this. Can the Christian not, in every situation, like this king's friend, approach life with this is good? We can have the attitude of I'm going to be happy regardless because I make my own decisions. I'm a child of God, and no matter what happens, you can decide to be happy and live the best life. How do we find happiness? How in any circumstances or any circumstance can I find joy? Number one, I believe happiness, true happiness, is acquired by righteous living. Friend, there'll be no happiness in your life until you decide, till we decide to live a righteous life. Why? Because the God of heaven has told us that's the only way we can please Him. Happiness, in a real sense, is dependent upon me being in a right relationship with God. And if you're going to be happy, you've got to start by living a righteous life. Titus 2, verses 11 through 13 says that God teaches us that denying all ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. We, as God's people, if we're going to be happy, have got to start living a righteous life. Blessed are the pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 6. Real happiness is found when I avoid sin, when I prove that which is good and hold fast to it, 1 Thessalonians 5, and when every day I try to walk in the light. If you're not trying to walk in light and please God, my friend, there'll be no happiness. There can be no happiness outside of that. I want you to see in Psalm 97 that true happiness is reserved for those who are upright. The Bible says, "You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous." And notice this. "And gladness," there's the idea of happiness, "happiness, gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name." And so when we try to live a righteous life, that's who real happiness is reserved for. My friends, happiness is not something that everyone in this world can possess. It is reserved. It is reserved for the faithful followers of God. Can people find pleasure in things in this life? Absolutely. It's a divine happiness because I'm in a right relationship with God, and no matter what happens, everything is going to be okay. The Christian's joy and happiness must be in making God happy. That's where happiness resides, in my desire to please the Lord. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness." Notice this. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as light, and your justice as the noonday." Notice that verse 4 again. Delight yourself in the Lord. When God is the pinnacle of my golden life, when my life is about making Him happy, as I walk in the light, 1 John 1, verse 7, as I try to seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6, verse 33, as I realize in my own mind that I must be faithful unto death and I must live for Christ, Revelation 2, 10, Philippians 1, 21, then friends, that's where real happiness is found. I'm happy in this life, even though everything else may not be right, because I'm trying to please God in heaven, and He's my real goal in this life. My goal is not really to lose 10 more pounds. My goal is not really to get a new home or a new job or a new car. I realize those things can't make me happy. But if I'm trying to live to the best of my ability and serve God, friend, that's where real happiness is found. You know, I want you to look in Philippians chapter 4. Paul talks about the idea of joy in Philippians 4, verse 4. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. Joy, happiness is under discussion. Okay, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing." There's probably one of the greatest deceivers of joy, anxiety. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God," there's the key to happiness, "the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Look at how joy is achieved. We've got to be gentle-minded. Anxiousness, we can't let that steal our joy. Rather, we let the peace of God rule our lives. And in so doing, we rule our mind by thinking on the right things. This is how true joy is attained in this life. Romans 13 and verse 3. The Apostle Paul said that if we do good, we'll have praise from the Father. Friends, doing good and living the right life, if you want to have real joy, here's the key to it all. Doing good and living righteously is the real key to happiness. If you know that you're in a right relationship with God and every day you're trying to walk in the light, I guarantee you this, you can be happy and you will be happy. But how else is happiness achieved? I believe another key to happiness is to learn contentment in this life. Paul said this in Philippians 3 and 4. He said, "I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've learned to be abased and I've learned to abound." He said, "I've learned to be poor and I've learned to be rich. In whatever state I'm in," Paul said, "I've learned to be content." Isn't that interesting? Contentment is something that is learned. It's always as though we're looking for the grass which is greener on the other side. I can promise you that things of this world are not going to make you really happy. But let's say you inherited $1 million. Okay, you inherit $1 million. And between where you are right now and after you inherited that $1 million, how much happier would you really be? Well, some of us in here today would say, I'd be a lot happier. I'd have this, and I'd have this, and I'd have this. Well, how much happier would you really be with those things? And friends, the lesson is, no matter how much money, no matter how much stuff, that won't provide you with real happiness. In fact, it will probably tempt you to worldliness. You remember Moses, he refused the passing pleasures of sin and rather chose to suffer with the people of God. Why? Because he had seen that pleasure wouldn't make a person happy and that it's passing. One day the earth and all that's in it is going to be burned up. What good is all that stuff going to be if we let that rule us? Here's the question to consider. Remember Mark 8, verses 36 and 37? Here's what the Lord said. He asked two questions. He said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Let's say you're super wealthy. On the day of judgment, what's that going to profit you? What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he doesn't go to heaven? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? The most important thing you have right now, the greatest possession where real happiness will be found, is by me and you, by us trying to live godly lives. You will not find happiness in stuff. Friend, hear me well. No matter what you acquire in this life, that is not going to make you any more happy than you could be if you lived in a shack with dirt floors and you're in a right relationship with God. That's where real happiness is found at. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 11, Paul said, not that I speak in regard to need. He said, I'm not just talking about my need here. He said, I've learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. I know how to be abased, which the word abased here in this context literally means to how to be poor, how to live humbly. And I've known how to, he says, abound. He learned to be poor and he learned to be rich. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then he says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know what Paul says here? He says you need to learn contentment, and whether you're rich or whether you're poor, the key to it all is, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whether I'm rich, whether I'm poor, whether I'm hungry, or whether I'm full, that's not what's really significant. The significant fact is, I can do it all through Christ who strengthens me. That's where real joy and contentment is found, in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Friend, may I suggest to you also that happiness, I believe, is found in trying the best we can in this life. There's a sense of happiness in our effort. The Bible says, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Here he's not just talking necessarily about the eating of things you've grown maybe, but rather when you get out and work, when you've done your best, when you've given it your full effort, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for we work unto God and not as unto men, Colossians 3, verse 24. When we do our best and give our all to serve God, that's where real happiness is found out. Happiness is not found in someone giving you something. Rather, it's found in me doing my best, putting forth my best effort. And because of that, and God's help, that's how we achieve our desired goal.